The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Hey!
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
What is this place? Good morning, everybody.
Chris Ronchi.
Yeah, I'm back.
If you remember him,
yeah,
he
cares.
Was on the Chris and Amy show. He still is.
Still here.
Yeah. He moved. He's a new man in a new place.
It is no longer the And Amy show. But good morning to everybody.
Good morning. Congratulations on
your
move.
Please join us in the show, won't you, at 314-436-7900.
Ronch. These listeners at 314-436-7900, man, they came up clutch yesterday.
They
texted
did?
In. Frenzied.
Wow.
Frenzied. I mean, we were responding to texts. Brad Young, who filled in for you yesterday, his keyboard was smoking. That's how much he was texting.
Wow. Well,
so, thank you.
Look, sometimes our listeners are...
they get it.
They do their jobs well.
They do their jobs well.
Sometimes they're absent. And I don't care for that.
Personally, yeah. It's hurtful. It says that they're not invested.
Do your job.
Text
Give us a call today and text. Doesn't mean we're going to read it or anything, but you should just text in anyway. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. We love the voice messages on the Odyssey app. And we want you to watch us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, a federal judge has awarded $4 million to SPS employees, St. Louis Public Schools employees, who had sued over vaccine mandates from a few years back.
And the big, beautiful bill continues to move forward in the Senate. We'll talk with the director of budget and entitlement policy at the Cato Institute.
Cardinals got shut out by the Pirates last night. One of those games, very rarely when they're not in it. Andre Pallante versus Paul Skeens. That's the pitching matchup tonight, 5:40 pregame, or 5:40 first pitch. Our pregame show is at 4:45 on 104.1 FM KMOX. looking forward to the rest of that series. I think they're going to be okay. It's the Pirates.
Paul Skeens has never beaten the Cardinals.
Well, it's incredible. It's incredible that he has, I think, of all the teams, the most trouble with this one.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully that continues. Can't really count on that, but hopefully it does. Also, as we said, we need to hear from you today, 314-436-7900. You can text or call. Also, leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. We have a lot of questions for you, and we'll get to them. Some of them have to do with movies. Some of them have to do with friend groups. But this one right here has to do with Chris Ranji and him moving and walking into the building today. And we don't say hi to each other.
We don't.
Do you say hi to your coworkers every single day?
So hello? I think this is a really good question. I'm guessing 90% of people, when they walk in, they do say hello. But when I walk into the office, I noticed it. You guys noticed it, that when I walk into the office that we share, so it's Pajeski, you and me, I just look at the two of you and I walk right past and go to my chair.
Yes. But I look at you, and then what I noticed is I don't say hi to you.
I don't say hi.
I say hi to Matt.
You say hi to Matt.
Because I usually get here first.
Because he's nicer.
Yeah.
Also.
And he's nicer, and I get here before you do. So I go, hey, Matt. And it's not even hi or hello. Generally, it's hey. Because you can say hey and keep walking.
Well, here's my feeling about it. I see you every day. Mm-hmm. I see both of you every single day. And then we talk for several hours to each other.
All we do is talk and text each other. We go home and we text. It's midnight.
Oh my God.
We're still texting.
In the morning before. Do I have to walk in here and say hello to you?
No. And I also don't think you need to say how are you. Because I will say, I think there's nothing wrong with acknowledgement. I do think it's weirder that we don't acknowledge each other at all. I do think that's weirder that we look at each other and then just go back to what we're doing as if we hate each other. Maybe we do. I don't know. We're looking into it. But, you know, that's probably weirder. But the nature of our job is I talk to you more than I talked to anyone on this planet, more than my family, more than my loved ones, more than my, you know, my mom and my dad. It is you all the time. So when you walk in, it's like the conversation is still continuing.
So this is, and I don't think it's weird that maybe it's a little weird. Because my guess is most people do say hi to people, even if they talk to them or see them all the time, right? They still, if it's the first time you've seen them that day, you still probably acknowledge them. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's up? Hello.
You don't even have to say what's up. Like I said, I just go, hey, Matt.
So this is a very, this is a very social, I don't want to call it a social experiment, but I am curious how people are when it comes to that. And here's another one, too. When it just comes to social norms and how you feel about them, how do you feel about the pop-in, Amy? When you're at home?
To be completely honest.
You've never had anybody pop in on
you? I've never had a pop-in because I've always lived like on the third floor of an apartment building.
Yeah, so it's a little tougher to pop in.
It's tougher to pop in.
A neighbor could pop in. So I moved into my new place.
Yeah.
I was there yesterday. Movers had just left, maybe 20, 30 minutes. There's a knock at my door. And I'm like, what the hell? So I go to, I haven't had that in a long time. Yeah. So I go to the door. It's two of my friends. Like, hey, we saw your car. Thought we'd stop. Like, okay, this is going to be a problem for me.
I love it for you.
This is going to be a huge problem for me.
You need this.
I don't need
you
this.
You do.
I don't.
You're a lonely, angry old man. I need friends.
I feel like people don't pop in like they used to. Now that we have cell phones and we could text and we could do all of that, I don't think that you typically just pop over to the neighbor's house or you're driving by somebody's house and you think, oh, I'm going to stop and say hello.
No, people
don't
pop in.
That's not a thing, right?
No, it's not. And especially it's not a pop in because people's lives are so busy. People are gone. People are taking, you know, their kids' places. I will say there are certain neighborhoods. Like there are certain family-friendly neighborhoods, say family-friendly, I don't know, family, maybe they have strong ties because a lot of the people in the neighborhood go to the same school or same church.
Yeah.
I did experience some pop-ins in that type of scenario.
Okay.
But not my house, right? Someone else's house where they, hey, I'll swing by. But I will say that's probably more unusual. And the only reason they had that is because a lot of these people had little kids. They all went to the same school. They all went to the same church. You could say, hey, want to come on over? We're having a water balloon fight or something like that. That's more of a family
thing. That was more,
I
agree with that because when I grew up, on the neighborhood block and everybody knew everybody, right? I don't think that's, I still think people do that in neighborhoods. You know who your neighbors are.
Yeah.
But that was very common then, like 80s, 90s, where people would just come over. They just, you know, walk a couple houses down and knock on the door. Is that still a thing?
No, I don't think so. Sebastian Maniscalco has the comedian has a whole bit on the doorbell ringing and how when we were kids.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking
about. I mean, you would jump over couches. You would risk life and limb. My grandma would keep a special, and she always called it, oh, this is my special Marie Callender's cake
just
in the freezer.
In case we had company. Uh-huh.
And I mean, I remember my grandma kept this Marie Callender's cake, and she would always tell the grandkids, you can have anything in the fridge, but not that cake. That cake is for company. And that used to be such a thing. Now, when the doorbell rings, and again, I just moved into a house for the first time ever. I have a door that opens to the yard, right? I'm not on the third store. If the doorbell were to ring or someone were to knock, immediate first reaction is ultimate suspicion.
Yep. Like, what is that?
As if a robber would knock first, but also just like, this could be, nothing good can come from this.
And you know what? I don't have a peephole.
You don't have a peephole?
There's no peephole.
I have a peephole.
Oh, well,
good
for you.
Did they replace your doors? My door is old. My door is from the 1950s, so I have a peephole because that's when company would come.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to find out about that.
You could put in a peephole.
I'm not putting in a peephole. Why would I? I'm not doing that.
It's not creepy.
You have to drill and
then, it's only creepy if the peephole goes into the house.
Like Kramer, because he was afraid of an ambush.
Speaking of Kramer, Ronge moved without underpants on.
Oh, dude, I forgot that part.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute.
He texted Matt and me. Yeah. I won't tell you what he texted, but I mean, the boys were out moving with him.
So I hid the mover. I got these movers. Let me tell you. I'll tell you the story when we come back. I'll tell you this part when we come back on the other end, okay? Okay. Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ronge. Yeah.
Oh, wanted to clarify.
Yes.
About saying hi. That's our question of the week. Because it's Tuesday.
Okay. Wait, is it the hi or the pop in?
I think it's the hi.
It's the hi. Yeah.
You feel the need to say hi to your coworkers every day.
But we're going
to
be more nuanced this time than whatever idiot did the shorts question.
Yeah, who did that?
We're going to be more nuanced, but that's
speaking
our question of,
shorts,
of the week.
You cannot... You're going to like this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ronge. Hey, it's good to have you today. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Chris Ranji promised he would tell us the story of moving without underpants on.
You know how we spent all last week talking about whether or not men should wear shorts.
Yeah.
In public.
Oh, no.
Other than athletic activities, yeah. Like should you wear them to work or just anywhere? Because there are, like, it's usually fashionista type people who say men should always wear pants. They should never wear shorts unless they're at the beach. That kind of thing, right?
I don't think it's a fashionista. Like, I'm not a fashionista, but I don't think you should wear shorts to a corporate environment.
Well, I did wear them to work on Thursday of last week, and I felt pretty good about it.
You only did because we had to go to the baseball game.
We did have to go to the baseball game after.
We got to.
We got to, right. We had the privilege of going to the baseball game. Thursday afternoon, which was a lot of fun.
And it was 100 degrees.
It was. Not for us, though. We were in a suite. No big deal. So, I stayed for the last time at the old place. Okay. You know, I got the keys to the new place, right? Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the stuff was over there. And
this was yesterday. Last night was your first night?
So, all my clothes have already been in the new place.
Okay.
And I kept behind a few items.
Sure.
So, I could shower and, you know, whatever. And I did all of that, and I realized, oh, well, I have shorts, I have a shirt, I have socks, I have shoes, I don't have any unders. So, I spent all day moving yesterday, and I did some on my own. You know, I had movers come, but I did some before and after, and I did all of that well into the night with no underwear, and I had shorts on, too. And I have to tell you something. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
You were loving it?
I was loving it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but
were you
many times throughout the day, I would think to myself if I would run into another person, mm-hmm. I wonder if they can tell.
Yeah.
I wonder if they know.
So I don't want to, I have questions, but I don't want to ask.
Yeah, go, please. Go ahead, Amy. I'd love to talk about this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you feel
like
stuff swinging?
Oh.
Like, do you feel like,
it's like wearing,
unsupported?
It's like wearing boxers.
You
know, I've worn boxers before.
Because there's a lot of stuff down there.
There's stuff down there. But the point.
But it just feels like it would be like all over the place.
It does. The point is, especially in an activity. And you know what I thought about many times?
Going up and down stairs.
Like, this has never happened to me in public, but many times I was thinking, what if my pants fall down? What if my shorts fall down?
You get pantsed, a pop-in from a friend.
What if my shorts fall down? Then, oh my gosh, this is going to be
rough. What kind of shorts were you in? Were you in chinos or in, like, sporty basketball shorts?
Not quite, like the I don't know what you call them, like the sweater material, sort of?
Sweater?
I don't know what you call it. Like,
terry cloth?
Not sweater, sweatshirt, like sweatshirt material.
Ew. Because I feel like at least like jean shorts would be the most discreet.
But that would be the least uncomfortable. The most uncomfortable, I would think.
Uncomfortable.
Jean shorts?
I feel like people, if you were in sweat shorts and you were walking around and picking stuff up, I feel like they could tell.
I bet everybody could tell.
That's so
I bet everybody
gross.
Knew that I was, oh man. And I honestly, thinking about it, I went through most of the day not noticing, and then it would occur to me like, uh-oh, I'm out there. As this texter says, Commando Chris, Captain Chief. I guess that's what I'm going by now.
You also asked, like, I wonder if, like, I ran into someone if they could tell. Mm-hmm. Robert on YouTube said it depends on how hard you run into them.
Oh, come on, Robert. Why would you say something like that? You can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. At any rate.
That's awful. Did you ever like, use the bathroom and be surprised?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you were like quicker to the draw than normal.
Like I went to use it and I went, whoa, yeah, that's right. I remember. Okay. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah.
It just happened on accident.
So
But the amount of horror I felt when I was getting ready, like, oh no, I don't have that because I'm not used to doing it. And then I thought, well, I guess we're just going to have to see how this goes.
So my question is, weren't you going back and forth to your new place, your new apartment?
Not back and forth.
Because like if I, how long in the day? Because once you got to your new place, you could have put underpants on.
Yes, but by then it had been several hours. What's the point? I'm already doing it. What's the point? I'm free balling. Come on, man. Come on.
Free balling.
I would not do it again.
The joke.
I would not do it again willingly. Just it's not comfortable. And especially when you're in shorts.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about this would be so easy.
Okay, this is neither the time nor the place for me to ask this question, but I understand everybody gets the concept of a protective cup. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
So was a jock strap like a bra for down there? It just provided
kind
support?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Like do guys wear that when they run?
Okay, so the old jock straps, remember the ones with the actual straps?
Yeah, like, yeah.
They don't wear those anymore. They have like, they look more like boxer briefs, and then there's a pouch for the cup to go in the front.
But if you're not wearing a cup, when would you wear a jock strap? Running?
No.
Only basketball?
If you're like playing baseball. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
No. But
you mean the strap without the cup?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Most people would, but it does kind of keep everything, you know.
Is it because
intact.
Of boxer briefs that people don't need just the strap without the cup?
Yes.
Did you know?
But they're athletic underwear. The ones that like baseball players use, or what I just described.
Yeah.
That they look like boxer briefs with the pouch in the front. And my understanding is that a lot of professional baseball players don't actually wear the cup.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
And NFL players aren't wearing cups.
They're not?
No.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Well, because they can move around better.
In girls wear the equivalent of a cup in ice hockey, it's just flat.
In hockey, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah, because obviously there's... You know, bones down there and everything, but like you do, like you have to wear. It's like a protect. It's called a Jill. There's like a jock and a Jill.
Jill, yeah, right.
And it's a protective cup because I remember when I first started playing hockey, I didn't even know. And coaches were like, if you're new to the sport, these are the pieces of equipment you need.
Yeah.
And that was new to me. I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. But softball players will do that, or at least catchers will wear that.
Yeah, baseball catchers will definitely wear cups. But some guys on the field don't. Outfielders,
I will say this real quick because I used to work at a running store, and so I fit a lot of people up for bras. I did bra fittings, like good sports bras, and you had to learn the history of a lot of things. The first sports bras were not invented till the 1970s, and it was they took jock straps and cut them up.
Oh.
Which makes sense. That's what it is. It's cloth and stretchy material, and the first sports bras were made by cut up and sewn jock straps.
Oh.
People are learning stuff on KMOX today.
So a texter says, wait a minute, there are no more around-the-butt nut huts? So we're talking about the ones with the actual straps? I don't think that you could buy those anymore.
I bet Johnny Max has them. Is that the name of the store?
Johnny Max is no longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's been gone for several years now.
Well, I bet they did have them.
In fact, when I was packing, I saw a Johnny Mac's hat. I'm like, oh, I have a Johnny Mac's hat. Oh, I forgot about it.
You should keep that.
I have it. Yeah, I'll never
but keep it
that.
And sell it in Malibu, because I told them yesterday about my friend who was shopping in Malibu in a boutique and saw a vintage Keishi 95 t-shirt.
I believe he's our friend.
For $350.
Yes.
That's insane.
It's outrageous.
And Raj goes, I know there's a whole prize closet full of those t-shirts.
I know for a fact there is. And I've seen them. There's a lot of them in there. You don't have to do all that.
No.
So at any rate, I would not recommend moving.
Without underpants on.
Yeah, don't do that. This texter from an 817 says, fleece shorts and commando? Gross. You're telling me.
I know.
You are telling me. It was awful. Also, sweating becomes a very different experience with no underwear. Also correct, sir.
Does it?
Yeah, it's a little different.
You have to tell me what happens in the break.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, the big, beautiful budget or big, beautiful bill. Not yet passed, but they are working on it from the Cato Institute. Romina Boccia is going to join us. She wrote a piece on it, and she'll give us her perspective next on KMOX.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you. Yesterday, we talked a bit about the big, beautiful bill as it advanced through the Senate. And the Senate GOP will vote soon on Trump's bill as they continue to work through the details. And exactly what those details are well, changing and confusing. So to shed some light on the big, beautiful bill is Romina Baccia, Director of Budget and Entitlement Policy at the Cato Institute. Romina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and good morning.
Good morning. And I saw your piece on Cato's website, how it is the big bloated blunder, which I appreciate the alliteration. And you walk through step by step the Senate's reconciliation bill and some of the bigger issues that you think this bill creates or at least doesn't solve. So when you're looking at this bill now, what are some of your bigger concerns?
The biggest concern is the massive increase in the deficit and debt that this bill would bring about. We have a historical opportunity with this unique trifecta with Republicans in the House, Senate, and the White House to really make a difference in avoiding a future debt crisis. But this bill doesn't do that. In fact, it accelerates the unsustainable debt path we're already on. I don't think people realize that it took us 250 years to accumulate about $30 trillion in debt. That's the debt the U.S. government has borrowed in credit markets. And this Congress, even without this bill, is poised to add $20 trillion over just the next 10 years. And this bill will add between $4 and $5 trillion to that already unsustainable level of debt. So this does not reassure bondholders that the United States is serious about reforming the programs that are driving us into this debt crisis, and especially watching this process draw out and the amendments that have been pulled that would have made very sensible and gradual changes to, for example, the Obamacare expansion of Medicaid for able-bodied adults that shouldn't be in the program to begin with, and just curtailing the amount of money that the government will spend for this group of people to align with the amount of money the federal government provides to states for, say, pregnant women, low-income children, and other vulnerable populations. Even that change, which wouldn't have taken place for at least 5 years, couldn't get through the Senate. So it's a very disappointing showing. You can't really cut taxes effectively if you don't also cut spending, then you're just putting the burden on the next generation.
So let's start there from to go back and start from the very, very foundation of this, because if you've ever been paying attention to news at all over many, many years, you hear about the deficit and the deficit being a big deal. And in the future, we're going to have to pay for this. And there's always this concern over it until the other party is in office, then there's no more concern over it, it seems like. So what really happens if the deficit grows too large? What are the real actual effects that people will feel instead of just hearing about this scary thing that's a little nebulous?
You know, you say we'll feel. Americans are already feeling the higher mortgage rates, the higher car loan rates. You talk to people, many people would gladly move for a new job and opportunity, but they have a decent mortgage rate right now. And if they were to sell their house and try to buy one elsewhere, they'd be facing 6-7% interest rates compared to 2-4% that they were able to lock in earlier. So that is a real barrier to opportunity for people. And for someone who's been thinking about starting a business or expanding their business, getting a loan right now to do that at these high interest rates is very costly for a lot of people. And we're also seeing it in terms of a startup capital being available for research and development and for innovative ideas that could drive progress forward, which would put more money in people's pockets, could potentially extend life expectancies. And a lot of those things aren't able to get funded right now because of the high interest rates. And people don't necessarily make the connection, but it is the fact that the federal government is borrowing about $2 trillion annually. And in fact, we spend $1 trillion this past year in 2024 just on interest on the debt, all of which is sucking capital out of the markets and driving up interest rates, which we're all suffering under.
Right now, it looks like Senator Susan Collins is one of the GOP senators that has not promised a vote yet for this bill. She has, quote, serious reservations because of the cuts to Medicaid, I believe. I know Missouri Senator, where we are, Josh Hawley, also was concerned about those cuts. Are those cuts still in the bill as we see it?
So there are no real cuts to Medicaid. That is a misnomer. What the policy would do is reduce the growth in Medicaid spending from an annual rate of 5%. Down to roughly 3%. So Medicaid spending would still go up significantly above and beyond projected inflation. It would just go up at a slower rate. And one of the policies that is being addressed are these money laundering schemes where states collude with healthcare providers to fleece federal taxpayers through so-called provider taxes by being able to bulk up the amount of funding they can get from the federal government, where the state can expand their Medicaid spending without having to pay the state appropriate share. So it is an issue that has had bipartisan support in the past, including among Presidents Biden and Obama, for closing that so-called provider tax loophole that makes Medicaid unnecessarily expensive, pats the bottom lines of these healthcare providers at the cost of taxpayers. So I think it's a good policy change, and I am sad that Senator Josh Hawley is not in favor of this very modest change that I think ultimately will make the Medicaid program more transparent and better run for its beneficiaries.
Yeah, and you mentioned that modest cut in order to save in that program, for instance, in Medicaid. And you also note that while that's a modest cut, a step in the right direction, it is far outweighed by the additional pork, as you called it, both on the spending side and the tax side. And I'm thinking back to DOGE and all of these cuts to the government, even to, you know, the National Forestry Division got hit really hard by DOGE cuts. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like there was a lot of performative cutting of jobs and wages and spending that are but a drop in the bucket. And then now you have this big, beautiful bill that's just going to drive up the deficit to the point that what was the point of all those cuts?
You are absolutely right. We are witnessing a political hypocrisy at the highest levels. The cuts that DOGE was making are tiny amounts in double-digit billions, and the debt increase from this bill will be in the trillions. And so that's not even on the same measuring scale. So what was the point of the DOGE cuts? You know, primarily, I think it was political signaling to President Trump's base, while not really cutting federal spending in any significant way. And the president hasn't really thrown his weight behind meaningful spending cuts either. If you look at the rescissions bill that the Trump administration sent to Congress, where they're offering to claw back some federal funding, the amount, it's $9 billion in a $7 trillion budget. It is not even a rounding error. It doesn't even show up on a chart. And that's what they're debating. Meanwhile, we're spending $1 trillion in interest on the debt, which, by the way, is more than the federal government pays for all of our defense, and more than the federal government pays for one of the largest programs, namely Medicare. So this is a vast sum of money we are just pouring down the drain that doesn't buy us anything except pay for the sins of the past, namely borrowing on the backs of younger generations.
In regard to Medicaid, which is a huge part of this bill, and you referenced it, we've talked about it here a little bit, and one of the ways it's being sold to us is that there are all these people who are on Medicaid who can work, they're young, but they just don't feel like it, basically, is the way it's being sold to us. But if you really look at the numbers, that is a very, very, very small percentage of people. Most people, like, they can't find work, or they're caregiving, or all kinds of other things. Maybe they're going to school. There are all kinds of reasons why they're not actually working. So is it as big of a problem? Because it doesn't seem to me that it is that big of an issue, but it's being made out to be this massive problem and we have to do something about it.
Right. It is sort of a look at the shiny object over here while we're not really talking about the real drivers of that spending. So a much bigger issue is that you have able-bodied individuals on Medicaid that should be perhaps on employer-sponsored plans or be buying plans on the Obamacare marketplace exchanges. But states have an incentive to over-enroll people and not do the proper eligibility checks, making sure that they're within the income limits for whom Medicaid is intended, because the federal government, since Obamacare came online, is reimbursing states 90 cents on the dollar for every able-bodied person that they add to the Medicaid program, when states only get roughly 50 cents on the dollar for, say, traditional Medicaid populations like pregnant women, low-income children, and individuals with disabilities. So states actually have an incentive to inflate the number of Medicaid beneficiaries that are able-bodied, that shouldn't be on the program, and not doing the proper checks to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. And that's why it's so important to make a change like what Senator Rick Scott had proposed in an amendment to this reconciliation bill that would have ratcheted down that 90% share to 50% to align it with the traditional Medicaid population. So we don't take away care from people who need it most because of bad incentives that the federal government has put in place for states.
That is Romina Boccia, Director of Budget and Entitlement Policy at the Cato Institute. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Romina. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ron, do you know how when you're on an airplane, they dim the lights before takeoff and landing?
Yeah.
Well, some people like it. I think it's exciting because it means you're going somewhere. But a lot of people find it a little bit irritating if they're reading. Do you know why they do that?
Is it so the plane has enough power to take off or something?
I know.
Is it?
I thought it was like the rule, like when your dad said, don't turn on the top light in the car. Like, I felt like it was illegal.
But you're going to get arrested.
You're going to get arrested, something like that. No, it's because takeoff and landing are the most critical phases of flight where the majority of incidents occur, and they want the flight attendants and the passengers to have their eyes already adjusted to the dark in case they have to get up and evacuate and do things.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I never knew that.
I love that. Now I'll be thinking about it all the time.
I kind of agree with you. I'm like, they could save the power for takeoff?
It's like, we need to put everything in this takeoff here, and then we'll... Once we get up in
we'll
the air, we're
good. Disperse the power again. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So they do it so that way if you crash, your eyes are already adjusted to the dark. This is what death looks
That's
like.
Awesome.
It's so awful.
Dude, something about flying is just, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Cotati, California?
Cotati?
Hey, it's near San Francisco.
No. With a K or C?
C. C-O-T-A-T-I. Cotati, California.
Mm-mm.
Well, a man was pulled over and arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence on Sunday night. Would you like to know how they figured out that he might have been drunk?
How?
In his car, when they searched it, he had 70 opened Bud Light cans. 70.
70 is a lot.
They counted 70 open containers of alcohol. Well, they were empty.
Yeah.
Because they had been drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blood alcohol level of 0.25.
That seems high.
So, like, obviously, this dude didn't drink all 70 of them.
But I like to think that he did.
But why? Okay. Like, I know in Missouri, it is legal to have an open container if you're in the back seat. Yeah. I think even in the passenger seat, right?
I think the driver's seat.
No, the driver's seat, you can't have an open
well,
container.
Well, I mean, that's the same as the passenger seat. But yeah, but the front seat, you can have an open container.
Yeah, you can get in there.
I think. Don't quote me on this.
Well, I've done it and in Ubers before because I was told it was okay.
You could sit in the front seat of an Uber?
Well, if you have multiple people. Oh. Somebody's got to sit in the front, right? So, but yeah, you're allowed to. I, by the way, think that is absolutely wild that you are allowed in Missouri to be in the car drinking a beer in the back seat. I think that's just nuts.
Well,
I'm stunned that they allow it, but
you
they
approve.
Do.
Well, I will say, speaking of 70 beers, I always heard the story as a kid growing up that it was really, really hot. And this one time, this man was like outside, I don't know, running, doing something, and he was so hot, so he came back inside and he drank like 100 Pepsis and exploded.
Come on. Wait, who told you this?
I think my mom. She's going to be so mad that I blamed this on her.
100 Pepsis?
I think somebody told her that when she was a kid.
I feel like after
But he was like
Pepsi.
Really hot, and then he ran inside, and he was so thirsty, he drank 100 Pepsis, and he exploded.
Wouldn't you feel awful after Pepsi, like, 3?
I think you would.
100?
And he just exploded.
Okay.
I think about that story a lot.
Were you told this when you were a child?
Yeah, but my mom was told it when she was a child, and I think she just told us. She didn't tell us to tell us it was true. Mom, if you're listening, don't be mad at me. I'm not saying that you told us it was true. She told us that someone told her
The stories that things parents tell their kids because kids are too dumb to know that doesn't sound right. Like, 100 Pepsis, Mom, and blew up. Come on.
That's a great
illogical.
Story. I love this idea of this man being so hot. He just drinks 100 Pepsis and explodes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Also, I did a hard left turn here, but remember the Trump family phone, the gold phone made in the USA?
Everything's
Trump.
Gold in that place.
Oh, my gosh. Everything. Even has gold toilets. I think, at any rate, we won't get into it. But the Trump family unveiled the Trump phone, and it was made in the USA. But guess what happened? They had to get rid of made in the USA, and now it just says, like, proud American design and brought to life right here in the USA because not only the phones are made in the USA, and the FTC requires that items labeled made in the USA be all or virtually all produced in the US. And several firms have been sued over misusing the term. And so the Trump organization has not explained why, but they have discreetly changed the made in the USA to just a proud American design.
Well, I guess you kind of have to, don't you? Did you, by the way, see that Elon Musk is not happy with the president's electric vehicle mindset?
Okay.
that he's trying to eliminate in this new budget. He's trying to eliminate all the subsidies for it.
Okay.
At any rate, Trump on Truth Social threatened to deport him. Basically did. And then he was asked about it today. Are you going to deport Elon? Was basically the question. And Trump said, I'll have to take a look at it.
I don't know. We're looking into it.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't push back.
I wouldn't push back.
I wouldn't be mad.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.